making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Hello, suicide hotline, please hold.
Let me turn on the part of my brain that gives a damn.
Hold on a minute while I pull that out of my head.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
You are fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal arrest.
Life sucks, get a fucking helmet, alright?
You know those little do not remove under the penalty of law labels they put on mattresses?
Yeah.
Well, I cut one of them off.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Look, you want the asshole of the year award? You get my vote, okay?
Meeting in the middle of the desert always made me nervous. It's a scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitten back?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but 2 things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-marked top of the line. You find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
Bang! Wagon!
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Nagin!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning. Warning. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time, it's Friday, it's time for you to listen to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay!
You know, we can't, you know, get enough of that ad.
We just can't get enough of that. There's a dealership here in Las Vegas, like, and it's Integrity, I believe. It's a Chrysler dealership.
Yeah. This guy, he always talks like this.
And every car is for sale for a great low price.
Imagine if, like, Howard Cosell did meth.
Ew.
That's the best way I can describe this guy.
You know, that's a great way to explain what this guy sounds like.
And he kind of reminds me of the previous show before us.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Depending upon what market you're listening
to. Depending on what syndicate. Here in Vegas, we have what's called Papa Joe Chevalier. And I
always fucked the name up. I'm like Cavalier,
Cavassier. Papa Joe Cavalier, Papa Joe Cavassier, Papa Joe Chivalry.
Chivalry, yeah, that's what I think I did say once. Yeah,
yeah, so I'm like, what? It's Chevalier, but he always talks like this when he's giving his pro football picks.
Can't stand that guy.
Always on the dial.
Dude, he's always fucking just stretching stuff out, dude. The guy stretches stuff out more than we do when I'm like trying to get a bit ready.
You mean like right before the reason we had so much music?
Not quite.
Hey,
more like when we're like halfway through, you know, into another joke, and I all of a sudden randomly
still
hit,
randomly,
like Leroy Jenkins. Yeah,
Leroy Jenkins. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And you're joining us for the next 2 hours of, well, whatever we damn well feel like. We got a lot of good news. We've got a lot of strange things going on. We also have our engineer. Wow, it's finally good to have him on board. I just want to point that out. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to hope you call us to take your phone calls. That's plan. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Boy, I'm excited. I've had a very oddly productive day.
Oddly productive.
Well, I started off, I was going to try to get the duster worked on and this neon worked on. Neon just needs maintenance, you know. It's like needs its 9,000-mile oil change. I shit you not. I've owned this car over a year now. And only
what's
so
9,000
miles.
You?
I don't drive it anywhere.
Why are you just... it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Why are you such a shitty car owner, dude?
Why? What do you...
9,000 miles, 12,000 miles on oil changes and shit?
I get...
Why are you so mean?
I get oil changes every 3,000. It's due for its 9,000.
Oh, never mind.
Jesus Christ. Accuse me of something I'm not. Well, I know that the duster needs it. The duster needs a lot of work, but that was going to be kind of my kickoff.
It just needs to be driven.
Yeah, well, it also...
It's mobile.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I also need to do coolant work to it and oil change and stuff like that. And last time we tried to do an oil change, we absolutely positively could not get that oil filter off.
So I wanted to punch the oil filter and wrench it off, but...
And I'm like, no, that's going to leak all over the header pipes, which it's right over top of. And
I still think there's alternate ways we could do it. Did we try the tongs on it?
I don't think we did.
No, we could get the tongs.
We could get the tongs.
Clamp it down and crush it and twist it.
Yeah, there you go.
It'd work well.
It'd work very
well.
Trust
me.
If it doesn't just shear around the outside.
Nah. Trust me. It won't
do it.
Doesn't
fucking open it up like a can of
sardines. No. There's spikes, but they won't penetrate.
Usually. He says usually, and we know my garage would be covered in oil. So today I decided, okay, I had to go downtown to get something, an accident report for my accident I was in back in April.
I'm gonna go downtown.
So, you know what? I'll have to say... The Las Vegas Metro, I mean, that whole facility, that whole plaza that is for City Hall and all of our local governments.
Yes, I know. I paid tickets down there.
It's pretty well laid out. I got to admit.
It's not bad.
It's pretty decent. I mean, I'm used to some pretty shitty looking places to go pay tickets and stuff. And I got to admit, it's better than the DMV.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad.
You know,
North Las Vegas is better.
No, probably. Well,
I've never been to Henderson because I never got a ticket.
It's servicing smaller amount of people. I mean, North Las Vegas only services about 100,000 people.
Bullshit, dude. Hell no. North Las Vegas is huge now.
No, it's only about, well, maybe if anything. Yeah, it's only about 100,000 people last I read.
150,000. It's pretty big. But, you know, their fucking detention center is larger than everything else over there. Their library and City Hall combined. That's what's
so
funny.
Well, you know. Who needs books when you got to lock them up anyway?
I'm surprised they don't put a fucking drive-thru in picking up people and make bail.
Yeah, that's true. So anyhow, I decided, okay, I couldn't do the oil change and stuff like that I needed, and I couldn't get the car worked on like I wanted to. So I decided to do some yard work. I have these huge, giant shrubs. Like, literally, they're desert sage, but they're taking up a lot of space. So I go to start trimming them. One, I get trimmed down. Looks pretty decent. I need more work. I actually got to go get a chainsaw to finish the work, I think, because it's shrubs that have been growing in place for so long, they now have stumps.
That's a pretty big shrub, man. It's pretty old, too.
It's huge. It's huge and old, absolutely. And then my other shrub I got cleaned up, and it looks beautiful. It looks like it's supposed to. I mean, it looks like a goddamn Mexican came to my house and did the work.
Legally?
Debatable. So it looks good. But the third one, I got it trimmed down width-wise, but I was going to start trimming underneath and trimming the top down.
Right.
When I doubled back on my my electric trimmer and turn, ooh, I saw a spark of light. Why did I see a spark of light?
So basically you severed the power cable.
I just trimmed the power cable right in half. Not half. I mean, just in two pieces.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
Neither am I. Neither am I. I was like a little disappointed, but I realized it was bound to happen to me. I was bound to do this, and I did it. Mm. So
my mom did that one time when she ran the wire over with an electric lawnmower.
Electric lawnmower.
Of course, all I did was after that, I just went to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Got a male and a female, and then had two extension cords.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go get a female and just make myself put the extension cord back together. It's no big deal.
That's right.
But, of course, I tell my wife, my beautiful, beautiful wife, she's like, ha-ha, you fucked up, ha-ha-ha, ha-ha. I'm like, oh, thanks.
So basically you just told us a story to beat her to the punch.
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely.
So now let's just get that look of, hey, we knew that already.
Hey, we need to adjust that camera. Grab the remote behind the monitor there.
Where?
Right there.
Ah, hey.
And aim to that and hit the on screen. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can join us online. There's a lot of great ways. And we see all you listeners out there. You can go ahead and... No, they're not over there. They're over here.
No, I'm checking to make sure my hair is thick and
your
luxurious.
Your hair is balding. You can... thick and luxurious. Yeah, that's called a wig. You can join us online. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on
not wear a wig.
Click on the cam and chat. You can join myself and Happy Harry here.
I make everybody happy.
Yippee-ki-yo-yay-yay. Okay, what are you doing? Why are you zooming in on my shirt?
That's a little too close.
Nice.
See what the limitations are.
Oh, great. You're running the camera. This scares me. Basically, here's how it works, folks. You join us in the chat room, irc.slashnet.org, or just click on the cam and chat link at spankwagon.net. You can join us in the chat. You can also watch us on the webcam, which is always... Will you get it off of just me?
What do you want me to do?
It was put... Give me the remote. Give it.
You tell me to press buttons and
then
you
told you
me.
To press on screen and that was it. You did it. I mean, I'll admit. I think we're done. Okay. Keep this over here safe. You can join us and chat with us. We will be taking calls. Claude, why don't you go ahead and give them the number?
1-866-LV-ROCKS. Las Vegas locals dial 383-8120.
And for those of you who cannot spell, that's 1-866-5.
5-8-7-6-2-5-7.
And there you go.
Like a deranged countdown.
Blast off! Touchdown! Yay! All right, so we got a lot of stuff to cover today. No really good site news except for the fact that holy fuck, people are posting on the site. Thank you very much. I was getting worried about that.
Even I posted on the site today.
I noticed that. I read some of that stuff. We got a lot of good discussions going on.
Talking about the worst things we've done.
Speaking
to
of phone calls,
people. Hey, give us a call.
Yeah, really.
Hi, my name is Monica Mendoza from OpinionOutpost.com. May I please speak to the head of the household?
Speaking.
Hi, sir. Good evening, sir. We are conducting a 10-question survey, and we would like to have your opinion, sir. This will only take about 2 minutes of your time, sir.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Now, sir, which of the following is the principal source of your views on the development of life on Earth? Is it religious belief, science, the positions of religious or political leaders, or the ideas expressed in news media?
I'd have to say Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Flying Spaghetti Monster, so I'll say religion.
Religious belief, sir?
Yeah, well, I mean, have you heard of the theory of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
What was that, sir?
Have you heard of the theory of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
No, sir.
Basically, it's an argument that if we're allowed to have creationism or, you know, intelligent design taught, that we should also start exploring viewpoints other than, you know, the standard God, Jesus sort of religion. We should start exploring what people are considered calling it the Flying Spaghetti Monster, that we were created out of him.
So which of the following, sir, is your principal source of view?
My principal source of view? I'm going to well, if I'm going with Flying Spaghetti Monster, I guess that's a counter-argument to religion or an argument for religion. So we'll go with that.
Okay. So you will go for?
Religion?
The one you mentioned, sir, or religious beliefs?
Well, the one I mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah, it is a religious belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a conventional religious belief.
Now, would you say that your beliefs about the manner in which life developed on Earth are very certain, somewhat certain, or uncertain?
Oh, very certain. I'm absolutely certain that I evolved from a monkey.
Well. Then would you say, sir, that you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not that familiar with the concept of evolution?
I'm very familiar. Actually, I'm recovering Catholic, so I understand evolution and where it comes from.
How about with the concept of intelligent design?
Well, see, that's where I run into a problem. You see, I'm Catholic, okay? Mm-hmm. And as we I just have the article with me. You know that even in Rome and the Vatican, they're saying that intelligent design is fundamentalism. You realize this, right? And that we need to be very, very careful, because if we start going pure religion without respect to the sciences, we will actually be, well, cheating ourselves. Now, of course, they're saying, and of course this is coming from something that Pope John Paul II wrote back in 1996, but he says you have to have a good balance of both in order to understand each other.
Now, would you say that you are very familiar with that, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've studied it, quite in depth, actually.
Mm-hmm. Now, currently throughout the country, school boards are debating new academic standards for public school science classes, including what to teach students about the development of life on Earth. Which of the following positions would you support? 1, teach both. 2, teach only intelligent design. 3, teach only evolution. 4, teach the evidence both for and against evolution, but not necessarily intelligent design. Or 5, teach nothing about human development.
Well, I would have to say that because I've been raised Catholic and raised in the parochial school setting and then moved upon that, into a public school setting and public universities and stuff like that, I would actually have to say that evolution needs to be taught primarily, because when you're dealing with, again, it goes back to the asinineness of, creationalism, because creationalism, is getting to be more fundamental. Mm-hmm. Creationalism is actually something that it gets to be going into fundamentalism, and you actually move away from what religion truly stands for and what it's truly trying to accomplish.
So you would support the position to teach only evolution, sir?
Keep it to the sciences. And if you're in a parochial school environment, go for, creationalism and all that. But, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, down in Kansas where they passed that, and in other states like Pennsylvania, where, God, what was the name? Pat Roberts, threatened them with pestilence. I mean, that's fundamentalism. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely stick with evolution and Darwinism.
Okay. Now, sir, would you say that you are paying a great deal of attention to this debate, some attention to it, or are you not paying much attention?
Well, you see, I host a radio show here in Las Vegas, and I actually pay a close attention, because our show caters to people who are science-minded, computer-minded, geek-minded, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. So you're paying a great deal of attention to
Debate, sir? Yeah, great deal. Me and actually Spankwagon Radio is the name of the thing. You might want to look it up online. It actually pays a great deal to this.
Okay. Now, sir, should the issue to require that intelligent design be part of the science curriculum be decided at the state level, or should this decision be left to local school boards and teachers?
Well, I don't think the decision should even be there. I don't think this is something worth deciding over, because you're, again, going into fundamentalism. You're breaking away of, sciences and everything that schools are about.
Now, sir, I just have a few brief demographic questions.
Okay. Can
what
I ask a question?
Age, sir?
Can I ask a question just real quick? Who's this on behalf of again?
From OpinionOutpost.com, sir. It's a national opinion research firm.
Opinion what again?
Opinion Outpost.
Opinion Outpost. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, now what was that last question?
What is your age, sir?
I'm in my 30s.
Okay. And what is your current relationship status?
You mean like married or?
Yes. Are you married, sir? Single?
I'm in a partnership.
Oh. Domestic partnership, sir?
Yes.
And which best describes your education level? Are you you have completed some high school graduate, completed some college degree, or master's degree?
I have a master's in theology and a doctorate in environmental sciences.
Now, sir, thank you for completing the survey, sir. Would you be interested in taking online surveys for Opinion Outpost, where we pay you cash for each survey you complete, sir?
At this point, I'm going to have to decline, but thank you.
Okay, but if you change your mind, sir, would you like to visit our website, www.opinionoutpost.com?
Okay, yeah, I definitely can do that. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing it up right now. My partner's actually bringing it up right now.
Okay. Now, thank you so much for your time, sir. You have a great night.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for being on the air, by the way.
Okay.
You called a live radio show.
I don't think they realize they called the live radio show.
I don't think so.
Do you realize you called a live radio show?
What was that, sir?
You just called a live radio show.
Live radio show, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
We're not even making this up.
So you're a DJ, sir?
Yes.
Spankwagon.net.
You have a very nice voice.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a great night, sir.
Spankwagon.net. Spankwagon.net. You'll hear yourself online in the next podcast, actually.
Okay.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
What the hell was that about?
Who's been giving out the fucking
number? Who gave out the studio number?
That's classic. That's classic.
Oh, my God. You know what? That parlays exactly, absolutely, totally into a bunch of shit I had prepared for the fucking show. Who did that?
I have no fucking clue. They actually must have just randomly dialed a number. We must be listed somewhere.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You told him you're gay.
You are, too, though.
Apparently, yes. I'm the domestic partner.
But I'm a gay doctorate.
No, dude, I'm fine. You be that. I'll be the heterosexual life partner.
Oh,
that was completely fucking real.
Wow.
That was.
I mean, we're not bullshitting you people.
And she was freaked out. We told her, you're a DJ. Yeah, you're on the air.
You're on the air. Oh.
That's classic. That's really great to see the randomly dialing shit. You know, I've heard some stuff lately about where telemarketers have been calling emergency numbers in elevators.
Yep.
To see if anyone picks up to pitch their wares.
Yeah. Because if it's a routable PBX type number, they will get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest, I will say this is the greatest internet radio show ever.
It has to be, man. People have called us. You have demonstrated.
Wait a minute. We just got a caller from a non-listener. We can't even get callers from a regular listener.
Yeah, but the important thing is, dude, you know that woman now has to write down and collect the flying spaghetti monster as a theory?
Yeah, isn't that great? All right. Televangelist condemns anti-creationism policy. America's best known televangelist. This is what I mentioned. Pat Robertson has warned a Pennsylvania town that it could face divine retribution for voting creationalists off of its education authority. I'd like to say the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city, Mr. Robertson said on his Christian Broadcasting Network, which claims a daily audience of 1 million people. Residents outs conservative Christian members of the local Dover board who had ordered teachers to tell their classes evolution was a questionable theory.
Oh, this is so sweet. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I just looked up. We just got called from someone in Utah, according to this.
Interesting.
Orem, as a matter of fact. Yes, this whole evolutionary fucking argument is just really getting out of control. I mean, Pat Robertson claims that pestilence will rain down on Kansas and shit.
You know,
don't come looking to God for help.
Yeah, this I think it's Dover, Pennsylvania, I believe. I didn't get the actual state, but damn. You know, and what I was saying there, you know, it's true. We need to, you know, the Vatican here even says, God, I got another article right here. Vatican Cardinal said last week that faithful should listen to what secular modern science has to offer, warning that religion risks turning into fundamentalism if it ignores scientific reason. Cardinal Paul Poupard, who heads the Pontifical Council for Culture, made the comments at a news conference on a Vatican project to help in the mutual prejudice between religion and science that has long bedeviled the Roman Catholic Church and is part of the evolution debate in the United States. The Vatican project was inspired by Pope John Paul II's 1992, sorry I had the wrong year, declaration that the Church's 17th century denunciation of Galileo was an error resulting from tragic mutual incomprehension. Galileo was condemned for supporting Nicholas Copernicus's discovery that the Earth revolved around the Sun, whereas the church teaching at the time was Earth was the center of the universe.
That is correct.
The permanent lesson that the Galileo case represents pushes us to keep alive the dialogue between the various disciplines, and in particular between theology and the natural sciences. If we want to prevent similar episodes from repeating themselves in the future, we need to watch out. But, Popard also said, science too should listen to religion. We know that their scientific reason can end it by itself. You know, the atom bomb, the possibility of human cloning, being the fruits of reason that wants to free itself from every ethical and religious link. In other words, my paraphrasing, we need to make sure that we're being morally and religiously correct when we do things such as cloning, when we build things such as the atom bomb.
I got to be honest with you right there. I don't think religion, no. Religion is a bad word for that because you know what? You know, you could twist that around just as much for the whole glass parking lot Iraq argument. I think instead of using religion as a basis, we really need to consider humanity.
Okay.
I think humanity is a better choice of words because that really cripples a lot of radical arguments.
It does. It does. By the way, our chat room people, Virtual One is digging down. Toe, I think, is digging down. Yeah, the number was submitted, so that is very interesting. Whoever did that, thank you for entertaining us, but let's not make a habit of that one.
Yeah, call back again. We got some other arguments.
No.
I was completely fucking off the wall, dude.
I was expecting it to just be one of our regular callers.
I was, too. And the first time I hear that mechanical speaking, dude, oh, great. So fucking Smack is going to have us do another song,
That's what I thought it was.
Through a relay operator.
It was a relay operator at first. That was a very mechanical voice. But here it is. Popard also stressed that what's important was that the universe wasn't made by itself, but has a creator. But he added, it's important for the faithful to know how science views things to better understand things. So in other words, again, you know, even the Vatican is saying, no, you need this religion, but you also need to study the sciences. These people who are going off the deep end, you know, who are saying, you know, it's all about, you know, intelligent design, which is nothing more than a fancy word for evolution.
Right.
Or, excuse me, creationalism. Ah, I got it backwards.
Yeah. What they try to do is they try to make it sound more scientific, like someone actually can prove it somehow. That's why.
I saw a great bumper sticker a couple days ago driving on the freeway to work. It said, atheism cures religious fervor.
You know what's really sad?
Is right.
No, hold on. Some of the most, I'd say, philosophical arguments, you know, in the old times were recorded on fucking ancient documents and sealed away. They were chiseled into walls, and now we have to look for inspiration on bumpers and traffic.
But you know what? Sometimes that's, you know, maybe that's divine inspiration.
Makes me wonder. You think they carved shit in the like back ends of chariots?
Maybe they did. If you can read this, my horse will poop on you. Come on, you know? We don't know. Morris County.
How's my driving? Dial I. V-I-I-I. 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 That was what I was thinking.
Oh, jeez. Morris County, New Jersey Daily Record reported that the Catholic high school laid down a law. The Sparta Pope John, the Pope John 23rd Regional High School said, no more blogging. They acted out of concern that students whose personal profiles were on MySpace and similar teen networking sites were easy prey for predators, bullies, and whatnot, the newspaper said. So here we have, you know, again, religion going in and saying, you just can't do this. We don't give explanation. No, you can't act like that. You can't do that. I'm sorry. Teacher at a Catholic high school, not the same one mentioned, argued that blogging could help students develop writing skills. Teachers quoted as saying, I prefer literate, insightful, bullied kids far more than ignorant, inarticulate, safe kids. So in other words, let them have their blog.
Blogging.
Well, blogging is different. I mean, what we do for a blogging on the site is not quite the same as people telling us about their, you know.
Well, the problem is, dude, I don't think people do blogging properly, dude. I really honestly think, you know, that I think there needs to be a fucking how-to tutorial on blogging. Number one, don't write something just because you want the world to know that you listen to fucking Linkin Park, i.e. current song listening too. If you feel bad, that's fine and all, dude. But I got to be honest with you, saying, I feel like poop today because it's raining outside and I am so sad. That's not a fucking blog entry. Let's get that straight.
No,
people
and I
need
agree.
To know how to fucking properly blog.
I think it's, I think people just need to know how to write. You know, that's the thing is they're not. You know, people aren't writers. You know, and people who blog think they're writers. And damn, dude, a lot of that shit I don't want to listen to. Just saying. All right. Looking at the clock.
Wait. Hold on. I got to argue something with Anorexic Pillow real quick because we're kind of like bouncing back and forth on something here in the chat room.
Okay.
Anorexic Pillow says getting rid of all religions is a good idea. And
no.
I argue that we can't because there's a lot of – how else will we keep a lot of stupid-ass people in check? And Anorexic Pillow says stupid people in charge of their own survival. That's all they can handle. I got – and of course, Fufu as well says religion is what makes a lot of people stupid. No. I don't think religion makes a lot of people stupid. I think that they got some stupid fucking tendencies, and that shit was brought out by religion, okay? And speaking of which, you know what, man? Let's talk
about... Well, no, you know what? One thing about religion, as you said, religion gives guidance to people who need guidance.
It
does.
You
know, religion gives people hope who need hope.
It works both ways. It really does.
Hold on.
Vintage.
But my opinion is that, you know... Let me just rephrase it in terms of me, okay?
Go ahead.
I would have to seek out religion to find what I need out of it. I cannot push my ideals of religion onto you.
Mm.
That's wrong. That's absolutely positively wrong.
Right. Now, I believe with religion right there, I think that there's sometimes, you know what, I think everybody does have to have that dogma and thinking that there's something else out there because a lot of people always seem to be involved in that parent-child relationship with their religion. It's the way it really seems to be for the guidance factor. I think that, you know what, wanting to take some inspiration for something right there or to help you out, you know, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But the problem is, though, that's like saying, you know, fucking Sudafed, you know. Sudafed helps you through bad times when you're sick. Yeah, but it's also used for meth. Okay, we can't punish it one way or another
right.
or vindicate it one way
right.
or another. We have to take it as is.
Yes.
I think at the same time, religion is also good because I think there's a lot of people out there. Excuse me. I don't think that they can get the golden rule of do unto others.
Yeah, I agree.
So to keep them from being bad people, sometimes we do have to scare them a little hellfire brimstone. That's not what I'm worried about in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm worried about is people like Pat Robertson and shit like that.
Saying,
you know,
pestilence will rain upon you or if something bad does happen, don't come calling to God.
Because they're
That's
trying.
Wrong.
Yeah. Pat Robertson is not a godly man.
No.
I think Pat Robertson simply tries to exploit people's faith so he can put himself onto an earthly perch.
Yes.
And rise above all.
Absolutely.
I have something else, too.
So, though. Also, one thing I actually mentioned in here, Satan guest said religion is for Satan. Well, yeah, religion's for everyone. Satan and Satanism is a religion. So there you go.
That's right.
You had something else with the lady.
Yes.
What was that?
This really works
out
well.
By the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Cool.
www.spankwagon.net. Now check this out. We were talking about this, man, and apparently you don't watch enough TV.
No, apparently I don't.
And I really honestly mean you don't watch enough TV. There's this woman. And her name is, Marguerite Perrin. And she is this crazy-ass woman. They did this show called Meet Your New Mommy.
Wait, is that on LV Rock? Or not LV?
No,
Is that on Review Journal?
No. This is the Los Angeles Times.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, check this out. We'll get to the Review Journal later. I won't go to their site ever again. But check this out. What happened is Fox has a show called Meet Your New Mommy, where they take two people and they swap them. Kind of like Wife Swap, ironically enough. The other show on, like, I think it's ABC.
Yeah.
Well, check this out. What they did is they had this one woman, and she's from, I forget where. Outside of Boston, someplace up there.
Okay, so she's from the East Coast. She's from New England.
She's like a New Age woman. She hosts a radio called, like, Love Talk USA or something. And she's into a lot of, like, Zodiac stuff. You know, things like that. She's a New Age person.
Okay.
So they swap her with this fundamentalist Christian woman from Louisiana.
Okay.
It's fucking great, the show. Well, you get to watch a lot of the tensions and stuff in this one. And, you know, they go to this religious woman. You know, she goes to the house in up in Massachusetts. And what makes this so fucking cool is she goes there on the night that they're actually having a fucking, like, winter solstice or whatever kind of fucking Equinox party or some shit like that, dude. Where everyone's like lighting candles and stuff and playing bongos and dancing under the moonlight.
Is it a Wiccan deal or?
Well, they claim it's not, but you know it really is.
Yeah, okay.
So she gets freaked out. Now, what happens at the end of the show? And this is an actual video clip you're gonna love.
Okay.
You can watch it. And everyone, you don't have to see this. Just you can hear the insanity.
Okay.
They ran this on their promo, and it was so good, I had to watch it. And okay. I was not disappointed. Let's go ahead. Let's listen to her right now.
I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God, and I want my family. She's tampering in dark sided stuff. She's not a Christian. The entire house is dark sided too. Gargoyles, psychics. This is tainted. I don't want it. Whatever it is, it's tainted. Everything's ungodly. Dark sided. I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior. And I don't want someone with tainted anything it believes doing anything with my family.
I'm glad you're home.
Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray. Get out!
Whoa!
Isn't that great?
Isn't that
that's fucking classic, dude.
She wigged out. Wow.
Yes, so she's been all over fucking FARC and everything else. Well, check this out. Some guy decides he's going to go ahead, and he has enough spare time. He decides he's going to make a bobblehead of her.
Oh, Jesus.
Check it out. You're going to love this, too. Look at the winning bid.
$870 for a homemade bobblehead?
That's right, dude. And he went to, like, Radio Shack and got one of those voice recorders. This guy's, like, full of all these. His auction's full of animated GIFs that come off, like, FARC.com. Well, what's funny is he actually put like three voice record playback features on there.
Right.
So it actually plays like I'm a God warrior, dark sided, and in Jesus' name I pray.
Nice.
And she's like a big hefty broad too.
Yes, she is.
And this custom bumper stickers people are making.
I'm a God warrior.
This woman is like really obese, dude. She's morbidly obese, and she has a gigantic gap between her two front teeth.
This is hilarious.
She could fit like a third into.
All right, we need to take a break.
All right, you need to take a break? Fine. Let me carry you off.
No, I got. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Gargoyles! Psychics!
Psychics!
In Jesus' name, I pray. Family! 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 I want my God and I want my family.
Deposit $9,999,999,999,000,000 and 7 cents.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, brother, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Oh, brother, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and
security guard trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Mini Pearl. Just you and me. Eat butts, banana swirl. Just you and me.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
What is it? What? We got a troll in the chat room, huh?
A very unsuccessful one.
Oh, yeah, they do kind of suck. Anywho.
I'm just going to kind of play with him for a while on the side.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. We got time. Hey, oh, it's time for Shitty Mitty.
Yeah, Shitty Mitty.
All right, and this is like the first week we've had a normal song for Shitty Mitty. We still don't have a theme song. Theme song.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Or Shitty Mitty. Which the kind of people that compose this shit.
Yeah, really. Hey, by the way, if you want to play along with us, you can call 1-866-LVROCKS or local Vegas 383-120.
That's right.
You could either go on the phone or be part of the collective might of the chat room. This is one of those cool things with the chat room where they work together and they figure out the MIDI. Claude, you have a MIDI for us.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and play the MIDI? Oh, by the way, you are playing for the Jack Shit prize and or award, depending on its relative worth to you. Here we go. Here we go.
A little slow intro. See, it's proven it's a MIDI.
Oh, this is bad.
The voice MIDI, too. I just want to say this is pretty bad because it's like synthesized voices through a MIDI.
Oh. Anybody? Anybody want to give a guess?
God, that's grating on my fucking ears.
Soon? Remember, you need to guess what this is, and we'll play you the real song. What is this week's Shitty MIDI?
Guess.
And the guessed a bunch of numbers, has guessed it. So the troll has guessed what this Shitty MIDI is. He guessed Dancing Queen. And the troll loves that song, he says.
I'm not surprised by that.
So, you know, I mean, people who like Dancing Queen probably are named like fucking Lonnie. Anyhow, let's go ahead and let's play the real song. Here was your Shitty MIDI. You win the Jack Shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you.
That's right. Little interest gained on that, man. You one day may end up with absolute dick.
Yeah. Well, the chat room really doesn't want to hear the real song.
Well, hold on. Okay, then if they don't want to hear the real song, let's do a compromise. We'll do a shitty cover.
What is this, a bootleg?
Yeah.
Who bootlegs this? Who did this?
All right, let's see if you guess.
Okay.
Shitty MIDI turns the tables on you. Listen.
Who the hell is this?
You too.
Oh, Jesus. So yeah. Someone with a tape recorder in their pocket bootlegged
a
U2.
U2 concert. Bootlegged a shitty cover.
Fuck.
I figured, you know, what do you think is worse, the MIDI, the original, or the cover?
I think they all get lumped into a special place in hell. They all just throw them all together. You can have you. No, that's wrong, dude. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And one thing that we've been reading about a lot in the news has been this whole debacle with Sony. Anybody who's bought a CD from Sony lately has found out and discovered that there's a fucking rootkit in there that installs itself and then hides itself well enough so that way you can run malicious programs. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing about the rootkit was that it, well, you know, I'm not the person that can answer this for you. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and let's call our surprise victim. Let's see what they say.
Well, we have a surprise expert.
We have a surprise expert.
Even to them. Let's see if they'll pick up.
Yeah, they should. What?
I'm sorry. We are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
All right, well, let's try that
again.
Let's
try that again. We're going to get a hold of our surprise expert. La, la, la. Stall for time. Stalling for time. You better not misdial.
No, I don't think I did.
Hello?
Hi, Vert. How's it going?
Pretty good. I heard the just heard the announcement, and I was like, "Oh, okay." I wonder.
What can you tell our listeners about the Sony rootkit and what it does?
Oh, I've been reading up on that, mostly on Slashdot, and from what I can tell, it installs some software on your basically in order to play the music on the CD. It has to install I suppose it's a player, or it calls itself a player or something like that. But when it installs this player, it also installs a whole bunch of nasty little things. As you mentioned, a rootkit, basically, that the rootkit's purpose is to hide the software that it installs to prevent you from being able to shut it off or disable
right.
it
right.
or basically to do anything that will block their software, and its main purpose is to prevent you from burning copies of their music.
Okay. Now, the rootkit also has a backdoor exploit, if I remember reading correctly, that allows Sony, that you know, the corporation Sony and BMG to, well, quite honestly, access your computer.
I hadn't heard anything about that. I know that the main purpose of the rootkit itself, that component of the install, is to hide the software and to prevent you from being able to get at it.
Right.
And as a result, any file that, I think it starts with a $sys, any file name that begins with that is just invisible in your system. It doesn't show up in file lists. It doesn't show up in tools. So basically, people have been speculating that some spyware or viruses or other nasty things will take advantage of this
mm-hmm.
to hide themselves. Because you know, people, when they're trying to clean off their systems, they have to find this stuff and delete it. Well,
yep.
Sony's rootkit will hide anything that begins with that file name, and now it's widely known.
Now, I know this has been such a big thing that Microsoft has actually decided to create a patch for it, or a fix, well, not a patch, but a fix. So even Microsoft is kind of having to fix the problem here.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see what they're going to do with that. At last I read that they were apparently offering refunds of the CDs or replacements of the CDs
mm-hmm.
right.
and going so far as to allow the people who have purchased the CDs, if they send the CD back into Sony, return it to them, they will allow them to download the music off the internet, download unprotected tracks. I don't know if they're going to put any other DRM on that or any other restrictions, but they're allowing people to download it in exchange for returning the discs.
Interesting.
What's really interesting, too, is there's been some stuff released right here. They've said that some of the first viruses have actually been released, or at least one of them has so far, and they're saying what's happening is this virus itself, which actually goes in and disables the firewall, I believe, for bot control, It actually utilizes the Sony BMI DRM root kit so that you cannot remove it. So by accident, what Sony BMI has done, they've actually compromised a lot of people's security by making their software actually accessible to third-party software.
Yep.
Yeah, it's basically, it's eventually someone is going to come up with some legislation, I would hope, that basically forces software manufacturers to not be able to install things on a person's computer that they don't want installed, actually, that is, you know,
okay,
malicious or causing damage.
I understand where that can help, you know, with things like what Sony and their they're attempted to do. But of course, you know, you could see where this is going to flop bad because of, well, anything else out there like spyware and bots and any...
All of that would be technically, I suppose, covered under the same kind of ruling as far as, you know, basically creating software that is doing something that the consumer is unaware of and possibly has no control over.
I totally am on the same page with you, man. I think it's absolutely correct. I mean, I can tell you right now, there have been a couple times where I've actually been mousetrapped into a couple pages on my own laptop there, and all of a sudden, Safari comes up and tells me, hey, you know, you're trying to download this file and I can't find an application for it. And it'll actually say, like, hiddenapp.exe, and it's coming from porn sites and stuff. I've actually seen that with mine, but the main... So I agree with you that we need to... You know, legislation would be good. If it comes from out of country, you know, it's really hard to enforce that. But the only problem that I actually foresee, assuming everyone lived in the same happy little world and we were going to enforce the rules equally and were able to, at what point does that legislation enter into a gray zone with required updates?
Exactly. Vert, we do appreciate you being the victim caller of the day.
Alrighty.
Oh, most definitely, dude.
And
definitely.
Thanks for the information and the and whatnot. Let me ask one more question here.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Macintosh? I know that this has hit the Windows platform excessively.
Well, the rootkit is not something that's compatible with the Macintosh. Actually, if you take a look at the CDs that they were selling, they specifically said that you had to use a Windows operating system in order to be able to listen to those tracks. So the rootkit, it wouldn't install, wouldn't run. You were also mentioning about that things getting downloaded to your desktop. I've actually seen even Safari, by visiting a web page, just by going to the web page, I looked on my desktop and there was an EXE sitting on my desktop.
Yep.
Somehow that even this stuff managed to get Safari tricked into downloading.
Oh, yeah.
And run it for it.
Oh, yeah. And I've had some problems with that, too, with just using LimeWire.
Yeah,
and
imagine if that was one of those $sys files. I mean, you wouldn't even see it on your desktop.
Oh, yeah.
If you were on a PC, it would just disappear into your system and be running and... It would be loose on your machine, and you would be able to stop it.
Oh, absolutely. And like I say, continuing on with that, one of the problems I've seen, too, is downloading a lot of times like movie files like off of LimeWire that are mislabeled. Like when I was getting that Janet Jackson video, for example, that we played here on Spankwagon a couple weeks ago, I had one that was an incorrect, it was blatantly wrong. But what happened is I opened the file, and all of a sudden it mousetrapped me into a site through Safari, and that's where I discovered that those hidden executables.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you very much, Vert.
No problem.
Have a good night. And keep listening, man. All right. Virtual One, our surprise caller that we kind of...
He was really surprised.
He was like, who would they be? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, he knows me a little too well. All right. Hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
So, yeah, that's pretty... I mean, I don't know about you guys, but... By the way, it was a question asked in the chat room here. if we both use Macs at home, and yes, absolutely, we both do use Macintoshes at home. I have two systems. Claude has his one.
Actually, I have three.
Well, you have three.
One is on the. If you really want to get technical, I have four. I have.
Well, that's the case. I got like eight, but still, I'm not getting. I'm talking about daily use.
Daily use, I've technically got two.
Okay.
I've also got an old. I have my titanium PowerBook, which is still good. It just has the broken hinges.
Right.
And I actually have an old stripped out Gossamer unit.
Okay. I don't think anybody's going to understand what a Gossamer unit is.
It's code name, dude. It's an old Power PC.
Okay. I have an old Power PC. I have my laptop. I have my dual 1.8. I also have an old Mac SE Oh, shit, I can't think of the numbers, but I got an old Mac SE with a, I want to say it's a 200 meg hard drive.
I thought it was only like a 30.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is an SE
30. Yeah, the SE 30s, dude. You had a 30 or 40.
Why did I think it was 200? Anyhow.
I don't know.
But it's, yeah, I got a lot of Macintoshes in my house, and that's one of my primary deals.
You have lots of Macintosh
lots
in the
house. I got a Macintosh Eye.
Are they in the his house?
Is in his house.
Are they urban Macs?
They're,
they talk with Ebonics and slang and hate the white man?
No, they got this really smiley face that kind of grates on you, and this little bomb that really pisses you off when you hit it. All right.
I don't have that problem. I just have the multicultural screen of disappointment.
Yeah, well, that Colonel Panic, multicultural screen of disappointment.
I hate that.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
If you actually want to call up to us and speak with us, and we're not talking telemarketers right now, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, L-V-R-O-C-K-S.
That can only help you so fucking much.
That number's out to 1-866-587-6257. If you're here in Las Vegas, give us a call. It's 383-8120. If you like paying long distance bills, put a 1 and a 702 in front of that, and you're good to go. Moving on, actually, I don't know. I don't have much more about the Sony Rootkit. I know I had a bunch of information about it.
Yeah, the Sony Rootkit is like a really bad idea. And what's happening right now is I can't find the article I had earlier, and it's really pissing me off. But
right now,
a lot of experts, and I don't think experts are worried, as in, like, you know, I foresee this coming. I think it's one of those situations of, well, you know, if it were me, you know, where they're instigating. Mm-hmm. But there's a good possibility that Sony BMI could find themselves in a host of legal liabilities because of that rootkit.
Well, actually mentioned it here, this is from Wired, more than 500,000 networks, including military and government sites, are likely infected by copy restriction software distributed by Sony on a handful of its CDs. Mm-hmm. According to statistical analysis of domain servers constructed by, well, respectively, blah, 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 Sony BMG and whatnot, they think that software that they wrote has been on about 500,000 networks. So, you know, that's 500,000 computers out there. You know, 500,000 may not seem like a lot, but when you imagine that's now 500,000 computers that are accessible by people with, you know, means to access them. And I'm sorry, it's your computer. You know, you should be expected to have a relative degree of security and confidentiality and not have to worry about people getting in your machine.
Exactly.
And what Sony did as a corporation, as a company, to me is irresponsible.
Well,
I'd
definitely say it's irresponsible. And the one thing I didn't get, damn, that's why I was going to ask Vert about, and if he's in the chat room, please, by all means, answer back and throw this out there if anybody else knows. I'm curious as to exactly how the Sony software works, because what I'm wondering is there something that's like encoded like on the on like the root folder inside the disk that media player recognizes and then demands that a media key demands that a media key be installed or not. And the reason I ask this is because if you play the WAV file straight, traditional, you don't need a media key. I mean, they run on Macs fine. They run on your car CD player fine. I'm just curious if perhaps, you know, there's like a media, if it's like a media key that gets installed into Windows Media Player that, or if, or however, you know?
One thing I do know that Windows Media Player allows website browsing through the player itself, same as with Winamp and other Windows programs of its nature. One thing I have always wondered, and this is just my speculation, why not load a virus or a backend or a Trojan or whatever have you up in a Flash structure, you know, like Flash games and stuff like that have, you know, a certain response.
It's definitely doable.
I mean, it's definitely doable. Why not? I mean, a Flash is innocuous. People wouldn't, wouldn't look at a Flash file and go, ooh, that's bad.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Have a Flash file that loads up to a specific site and automatically downloads something to your desktop or to a hidden file. Or as Nate said, the dollar sign, and I forget the other, you know, asterisk dollar sign or whatever it was that
it's just,
hides
I think
the file.
I think it's just dollar sign, and that'll hide whatever is after it, or is it before?
No, it's dollar sign something dollar sign. I forget what Nate Vircha said.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like dollar sign P dollar sign something else.
Right. So you know that's something you know everyone out there with a computer. I mean, Mac, PC, or excuse me, Mac, Windows, whatever PC you have. Something you got to be careful about.
And that's, and that's something else, too, because once Intel runs a lot of their DRM architecture inside their processors now. Mm-hmm. So will the next generation of Macs be susceptible to DRM?
Well, Mac is already susceptible to DRM. I mean, let's try sharing iTunes. A song that you download on iTunes to an unauthorized computer.
That may be true. But.
You know, and in my opinion, you want to talk about, even just as bad, not as bad as Sony, let me rephrase that, but something that's just bad is the simple fact that you bought that song. You paid $1 for that song, that copy of that song, and they're telling you how you can use that copy, and that's completely and totally unfair. We've had this discussion before about digital rights management. Vert says, $SYS$. So go ahead and practice that on in a very important folder, and you'll never see it again.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Digital rights management is a crock of shit. It's about education more than control.
Digital rights management.
It's about control more than education.
I got to be honest with you, dude. Seriously. It's just one of those ideas that, it's like, well, that sounds like a good idea. It's like saying, we could really clear up the gene pool and reduce crime if we didn't let angry people breed. You know what I mean? It's, it sounds like a good idea on paper, but its function is just not right. I think the DRMs are really going to doom themselves. There's no way to erase it. I mean, seriously, let's face it. It won't allow you to play or directly rip a song. That's why people do loopback recordings.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's all you have to do to edit it. Shit, I'd download that.
Yeah, but it's more work. I mean, everything...
It's more work, but there's a lot of people right there for the principle of it that will fight it.
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing, and I just read this argument online, and I don't remember where I read the argument, but basically innovation on the internet and innovation on computers has been about copying all along. You cannot stop copying. Just as you said, there's a way around everything, and copying and distribution of files and information is what it's really about. So by stopping that with digital rights management or by trying to stop that, well, you're making the mistake. All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You were listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio is brought to you by Trencher and Claude Balls.
Yeah, it is true. Hey, what do you got music for the break?
Yeah. You know what? I got some good music I think really fits the occasion right there to let me do whatever the hell I want with my own machines.
Okay, we'll go ahead and play the music.
Spankwagon, we will be back.
Yeah. Drums, please!
Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's the summertime. Summertime. Short set, yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
Why is it that some of your music sounds like it's coming from a goddamn storm drain?
Remember how we're talking about DRMs? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
We're going
to
give you all of 0 seconds to get your asses into the chat room so you can get ready for...
Mad Props!
Don't ever do that again. All right, why don't you go ahead and hit the good stuff.
I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you...
I can't hear myself. There we go.
Mad Props!
And first up, let's give mad props to Anorexic Pillow!
Mad Props!
Let's give mad props to Double E.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to 40.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Fufu.
Mad props.
Mad props to the Juke.
Mad props.
Mad props to Toe.
Mad props.
And finally, Virtual One.
Mad props.
I'm in with the out crowd, and they never seem to care.
They don't care.
If my clothes are patched and worn, or the way I wear my hair. I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out
crowd. And now everybody's just going to fucking take off.
Yeah, like they always
where
do.
Props
it's like
is
the
done.
Last. Mad props, I got my name set over the internet. Yay.
Maybe we should... We should do welfare props only on the first of the month. I'm serious, man.
Do we have a noise that goes ka-ching, you know? Welfare props, ka-ching.
You know, I think, let's see, do I have that thing?
Dude, do you have what?
Yeah, I do.
What are you searching for? Maybe you don't have it.
No, man, I got it, dude. Check it out, man. What we can do is, like, you know, have everybody call in to me. Like, mad props.
No.
Hey, mad props on the first of the month, man. Yeah, I think it'll work, dude.
Hey, we got some stupid news going on here.
Well, like you ever reported anything intellectual?
What? You're telling me Flying Spaghetti Monster and religion is not intellectual?
No, there are things that are more intellectual.
Such as?
The colored bubbles. I like that.
The colored bubbles on the... yeah, everybody go to spankwagon.net during the show. Hell, you can go right now.
Dude, this guy developed colored bubbles, and they don't stain.
And they don't stain. And you got to read the entire article. It is actually... It's like 10 pages. And it's
I love the fact he dyed his fucking... The whites of his eyes blue permanently.
Yeah.
This is our deranged fucking Fremen.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see how many people get that reference.
I don't even get the reference. Anyhow, does our engineer get this reference?
Let's see, where's he?
Where is the engineer? Is he even at the table? What do you think, engineer?
At least I have chicken.
Well, that's all he cares about. All right.
Leroy Jenkins! Leroy Jenkins!
If I don't believe in God and I don't believe in evolution, who should I believe in?
Leroy Jenkins!
If Sony doesn't fix those...
Oh, God.
If Sony doesn't fix those computers, who should?
Leroy Jenkins!
The next time we get a telemarketer call, we should say we're...
Leroy Dragons!
And who forgets to wipe his ass after he leaves the toilet?
Dragons!
All right. So, anyhow, going back onto the news. This is from the Risks Digest. you're going to love this one, actually. This is pretty scary shit. After a night of repairs to one of the Autobahn tunnels in Berlin, the crew wanted to test the fire alarm system. They started some of the fire alarms and were worried that the automatic gates are to keep cars from entering the tunnel with possible fire weren't closing right. So they punched more and more and more alarms. The gates on both tunnel tubes, work was going only on one tube, suddenly shut, and the computer that regulates them crashed. The gates failed safe, but they couldn't be opened again, not by hand and not by computer, which just refused to reboot.
And where did this happen again?
Berlin. They worked feverishly from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. trying to get the gates to open again so traffic, which is normally heavy at that time of the day, could move. Police were unable to evacuate cars trapped in the tunnel by way of an exit, were able to evacuate cars trapped in the tunnel by way of an exit from the tunnel, which was not gated. A special complication was the gates on the north end of the tunnel were made by a different company than the gates on the south end of the tunnel, and this caused additional problems.
And where did this happen again?
In Berlin.
Oh, it happened in Berlin. What piece of road?
On the Autobahn.
Keep reading.
Which ones were left to the readers to figure out additional problems? It's still not clear how the error happened or why the computer would not restart. Speculation has that the computer could not handle so many fire alarms at the same time. So that's a little something to worry about.
Well, you know what? Come on. Give it up for German engineering. Fucking Krauts. Germans can't build good cars either. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Fuck the Maybach.
I don't know. Well, you know, I mean, well, the Maybach? You're going to call the Maybach?
Hell yeah, I would. I don't see anybody driving that shit back and forth to work.
That's true. That's very true.
German engineering, yeah. Let's see. Look up a Volkswagen problem. Look at fucking Tit. How many problems he's had with his damn poor car.
That is true. Vert in the chat room asks, why were there gates in the first place? Well, the gates shut to keep the fire from spreading.
What the hell is the tunnel going under?
I don't know. Probably a mountain. I mean, absolutely. I mean, a tunnel usually goes under a mountain.
Usually. So you're, wait. Hold on. So you're going to tell me it keeps the fire from spreading. Does that mean it also shuts off the ventilation ducts?
I don't know. It wasn't explained in the article. It did. You know, maybe it could be a security thing. Maybe it's the new Great Wall. Not Great Wall. Iron Curtain. Never mind. Just saying.
The new Great Wall. A lot of punkles in fucking Germany.
Good stuff, this Kraftwerk. I still like Pocket Calculator better, though.
You know, I actually saw a video for Kraftwerk the other day at work.
You were telling me that.
The robots. I didn't even know Kraftwerk did any videos.
Here's something very interesting that I ran across. Actually, I ran across this on FARC, but this comes from Des Moines Register. Dennis Rodman will be back on the court next season, although it's probably more of a publicity stunt than the beginnings of an NBA comeback. The former NBA Defensive Player of the Year and five-time NBA champion, also known for his off-court lifestyle and antics, will play two games in Iowa with the Cedar Valley Jaguars of the International Basketball League, IBL official said Tuesday. Dennis Rodman is truly a unique human being who is not only a great athlete, but also one of the best entertainers in the world, Jaguars owner Eduardo Diaz said in a statement.
That's the sound of him kissing Dennis Rodman's ass.
I know. According to the IBL, Rodman is signed to play May 19th and 20th. Details of this deal were not released. The IBL is a second-year professional league that promotes high-scoring brand of basketball. I'm sorry, most games I watch usually go into the double to triple digits. The league has 25 teams across the United States. Both two games are scheduled to be played in Waterloo, Iowa. Rodman, 44, played on five NBA championship teams. He's won two in Detroit and three with Chicago. He played his final season in the NBA for Dallas in 99-2000 season.
Who knew Iowa was just such a hotbed of sports?
I cannot see Dennis Rodman going to Waterloo, Iowa. Look, I mean,
yeah, I can. Please help the United Caucasian College Fund. Help disadvantaged white boys who can't play basketball. It's exactly what it is.
I know. Also, other news from Rome, Italy. Where else is there Rome? Well, I mean, that we'd care to talk
Anorexic
about.
Anorexic Pillow just randomly states he hates Dennis Miller. I don't know where that came from. Where'd that come from there, Chachi?
We're talking about Dennis Rodman, the worm. Italian police arrested four street cleaners Monday as they tried to pocket hundreds of euros scooped up from Rome's famed fountain of Trevi. Each day, thousands of tourists stand with their back to the Renaissance masterpiece and throw coins over their shoulder into its shallow basin in a tradition which is supposed to ensure that they return to Rome.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
You're never going back?
Oh, I'll go back.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You didn't follow tradition.
I don't.
You were in Rome and did not do as the Romans.
Yeah, so?
You're going to hell.
Well,
it's Vatican law, I believe.
Well, the Vatican isn't in Rome.
It's your religion.
The Vatican is in Vatican City. That's not part of Rome.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. The money, which adds up to several hundred euros a day or more, is regularly swept out by a cleaning firm, with half the proceeds handed over to the Roman Catholic charities.
However, and the Vatican's not involved, how?
Didn't say they weren't involved.
Thank you.
However, the charity workers had noted a sharp decline in recent takings and alerted the police, who caught a quartet of cleaners Monday trying to walk off with some 1,200 euros. The police official estimated they have stolen as much as 110,000 euros in the recent weeks before being stopped. The quartet were not the first to cash in on the fountain. In 2002, police arrested a homeless man dubbed D'Artagnan, who made up 12,000 euros a month with his pre-dawn raids on the tourist attraction. He like got over like 200,000.
Pre-dawn raid, dude?
Well, here's how. Okay, first off, let me just say a couple things from experience. One. You get so much change in the
Come
day.
Come on, you guys. Tomorrow morning, there's a raid on the fountain.
You know. It's
you got to do it in Italian.
Yeah, here's the thing. When you're in Italy, when you're anywhere in Europe, you know,
can't
because...
do dirty Italian.
Will you just let me talk?
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
When you're in Europe, anywhere, you say?
When I've been in Italy, and anywhere in Europe that has the euro, you get coins that are in denominations of $1 and $2. Mm-hmm. You know, on top of all the paper bills. So you break a paper bill, and let's say you break a five. Well, they may give you four coins. Well, you pocket the coins. Think about it. I clean out my pockets almost every day, and I have at least $2 in quarters. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that where they're $1 and $2 euros. So by the end of my trip, I'm still carrying around about $70 in change that I've accumulated. You know, in just regular spending. And
you couldn't have fed the homeless and come back to Rome, but you don't do it.
No, actually, we took care of the change. We spent it on more stuff to, you know, things and gigas and
need
souvenirs.
To get me more of that wine is what you need to do.
Well, we need to get me more of that or my wife and me more of that wine and some of that limoncello. That's that was good stuff, I'll tell you. Homemade wine. You can't beat that.
It's even sweeter because it was tax-free.
Dude, we had a suitcase full of wines and foods, and man, we should have been busted. We went through every single check they offer at O'Hare. Every single one. And we walked away.
We need more wine.
So.
We all do. Don't you have any friends coming over?
Yes, we do in Christmas time.
Think I'll bring wine?
I'll ask them.
Please.
Okay.
Lots.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And Virgil goes, you could spend the coins, you know. Well, duh, I know, but...
Didn't we just say that? That's what you did?
I think that's what I did. I mean,
welcome to the conversation.
I think I kept one, like a couple bucks in euros and a couple coins that looked, you know, were nice and not dinged up. Actually, I will admit that the coins and everything are really nice. I mean, I'm sorry, the whole euro is a really neat looking coin. You know,
traitor, you hate America.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I do not hate America. I was going to say it's as cool as the quarters that we're doing and also the new Jefferson nickel. Have you seen the new Jefferson nickel?
Yeah.
You know, with his profile instead of straight on.
Yes.
How long are they going to run that, do you know?
Who knows?
Okay. In the chat room, Peter asks, who is Leroy Jenkins? Well, let us introduce you to...
Leroy
Jenkins! Actually, Leroy Jenkins is our engineer. He's the one that keeps the show running and working as well as it should. He runs some of the soundboards. He makes sure that the phone number is accurate. He is probably, you know, I'd say he's a good worker. Who's a good worker, Claude? Okay, he likes to tout his own horn because whenever you start talking about things that go on around the studio here, you know, you start talking about, like, you know, people who take out the trash. Who takes out the trash? Who hit the echo button?
He's a mighty Leroy.
He is a mighty Leroy. He is a god warrior. You know, I mean, there is a light bulb that needs to be changed here. Because he's not a regular on the show, he'll just run out and go do light change light bulbs.
Because he can increase his size.
Yes.
Like this.
I hate that echo, and please, Leroy, do not do that again. All right, so, yeah, that's Leroy Jenkins. By the way, if you want to talk to us, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. We're encouraging anyone to call about anything.
Call about anything. We are lonely.
We're lonely and out of news, and we've got a half an hour to go.
We are
lonely.
Very lonely. Only Flying J right here, I could torment him right now, but... What do you think Flying J's up to?
I don't know.
Should we call him?
Sure.
Let's see.
Why don't we... We'll take this down as you look for Flying J. And then what we're doing is we're... You know, everybody remembers Flying J, one of our former co-hosts. Used to be here all the damn time. So why don't we find Mr. Dialtone? Why don't we take it off speakerphone so you're not broadcasting the number?
Go ahead.
Okay. You do the talking.
Let's see if he's even going to answer.
Yeah, really? Who knows?
Where could he be?
I don't know.
I think at this point he's probably on the other line.
Yeah, maybe.
Ring, ring, ring.
Why am I being... What?
I don't know. Yours is... Well, hell, I am, too.
Weird.
Yeah, we're hearing ourselves over the phone line. Getting some sort of weird
you
feedback.
Have reached the Sprint voice mailbox of 7-0-2-2-8-7-0-0-3-1. To leave a voice message,
you should play lonely.
Press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody for my own. I'm so lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
Bye, Jay. Bye, Jay. Oops.
Well, maybe he's gonna. Maybe he's gonna like.
Do you realize that's gonna go on the podcast, and I can't edit the podcast?
Oh well. Hey, let's call him back.
No, let's leave him alone. Let's. Oops. We meant to block the. if he would have picked up, we would have, you know, never broadcast.
Spankwag would like to go ahead and add the following addendum to this number. Please be a responsible person and do not call Flying J for any purposes other than communicating with him because you know him.
Yeah, don't harass him on our account, please. We really ask you not to.
Or call that number and get a prize. I don't know. Tell him you're a god warrior.
I'm a god warrior! Ah!
Hey, dude, you want me? Do we should call back and let that record on him, dude.
No.
You want to fill up his voicemail?
Yeah, let's do it. Fuck it.
So
man.
We're gonna fill up his voicemail. All right. But this time we're gonna. Well, I guess it's too late.
All right, hold on.
Not the speaker, damn it.
Like it, Matt. God, it doesn't even fucking matter at this
point.
We need
practice to do
it
right.
Practice. Okay.
Well, that didn't work.
It's on your behalf.
No, I already got it off the hook, so just hit.
Ah!
Fucking technically lead here, and he's like, nah, I can't dial.
Hang up on your side. That's a problem.
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
And there's the call.
See, will he pick up? Will Flying J pick up? What will we say? Will we just go,
hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? How's it going?
What? In Jesus' name, I pray. Now it's started, stop! Gargoyles!
Gargoyles!
Like it! In Jesus' name, I pray.
Family!
Family!
I hung up.
Yeah, bummer.
I told you not to do this. It was a bad idea.
What do you mean you told me not to do this? You're the one who did this.
The podcast will vindicate me.
Yes, well. What? No. I don't think so. And he answered, so.
That's when you decide it might be fun to harass someone. Dial a random number up on your telephone. You ask if a refrigerator is run.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello? Hey.
Yes, hello. How's it going?
Okay. I got a crappy connection at my house on the cell phone.
Ah, okay.
Where are you at, dog?
Huh?
Where are you at?
I'm at home.
Ah.
What you doing tonight?
I was playing some Halo 2.
What have you been doing for the past 2 hours? You could have been with us here at Spank Wagon Radio.
No, I haven't been.
Yeah, why not? We know you haven't been. We're sitting across from nothing.
Yes, I know. And you know, the funny part about it is you guys are harder than hell to contact on your personal and private numbers. So.
Have you tried?
Indeed, I have. And your email address there, Claude, is no longer existent.
Yeah, it is. I'm still getting spam on it.
As a matter of fact, Flying J, you mentioned the spam. Here's an interesting spam you would actually find interesting and humorous.
How's that?
Well, Claude got spam on one of his email accounts, and he's going to ding because he's bringing up his his email. But check this out. He gets porn spam, right? But guess what it is?
What?
Guess what kind of porn spam would be the strangest porn spam?
Scat.
Close.
No, I got X-rated anime.
No, you don't have anime.
Not anime, no.
You have X-rated... Fan art. You have an X-rated Bart Simpson.
Wow. That's lovely.
Is Bart Simpson boinking some other kid? I mean, literally, you've got animated kitty prawn.
Hey, are you near a computer right now? I'll forward this to you.
Is that legal or illegal?
It's legal. Because it's not a person.
No, yeah. Actually, technically, it's illegal.
Is it technically legal?
Yeah.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like indicting or suggesting a illegal act?
All right, it's bad. It's gone.
Well, bye. You guilted him into that one.
That's not guilt. That's
hey,
fear.
Jay, we'll talk to you later, but we just wanted to call and say hi, dude.
Make sure you're alive.
You know what? Rob, your email address, your email address is still intact, yes?
Oh, yeah. If you sent it to me, though, it may have been bounced back by a spam filter.
Yeah, it did bounce back. And so I was like, oh, how am I supposed to contact these guys? Because I wanted to do this about the first of the month, but again, because I'm not sure what kind of reception I would have got. I was like, okay, but I couldn't get in contact with Trenter or you, so I was like, okay, so I guess I'm not participating anymore.
Well, what you going to do next Friday?
Next Friday, I do not know. So,
why don't you come on down?
You know what? If I plan for it long enough, I can probably make the show.
That's right, long
why
enough,
why don't you
man?
Come on down?
All right. I got an open invitation. All right, that sounds good.
You always had an invitation.
We never closed the invitation.
I know, but I wasn't for sure. You know, I mean, it's kind of iffy. It's been a while, so
Dude.
What?
Don't be such a douche. You have an invitation whenever you show up.
Yes, okay. Then I'll show up whenever I feel like it, you know. So
Claude does. You know. Why not you?
Huh?
Claude does. Why
yeah,
not you?
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, right.
All right, Jay. Thanks.
All right. Have fun, guys.
Later. So he figured it out.
Wow. Can't wait till he checks that voicemail, too.
Yeah, that voicemail is going to be the kind of the kick in the teeth. So, Anorexic Piddle, I'm sorry I didn't catch it. What's his gamer tag? I guess Anorexic Piddle plays Halo 2 as well. We'll find out.
Let's dial him back.
Jesus, no.
Yeah.
No, let's leave him alone. Let's
we'll find out. We'll post that.
Let's finish that song. Play that weird out. Finish that song.
It's not like anybody knows his phone number.
Gets a kick each time he makes a collect call to some guy he doesn't know who lives in Japan. He's calling strangers up at 3 in the morning, gives them pizza pie delivery at 4. He won't be laughing when they're tracing his line. One day the phone police will be there at his door.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately? Listen to me, you little pupil. One of these days I'm gonna catch you, and I'm gonna carve my name on your back with an ice pick.
Making prank phone calls makes me feel so youthful.
Oh, you just do make a lot of prank phone calls when you're a kid?
Yeah, I remember one time my friend Alex, dude, he like was going to like some martial arts. I think it was judo. Mm-hmm. And like we called up one time. I ended up talking to like the master there, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
And I like made up some name that I was with the FBI and I had to show up for training, you know, because he came recommended, you know, and they were going to train me how to kill people. And they said he would. And this guy completely bought into it. It's like, no, he's for self-defense. I said, yeah, I got to defend America. I got to kill people. I said, can you teach me like, you know, how to kill with a single blow and how to fly through trees?
Fly through.
Yes.
So how did the call end?
This guy's like, we don't teach that. I don't know who your instructor is, but obviously he doesn't know the arts. It was great. This guy actually bought into it.
Wow.
Fly through trees. I'll never forget that, dude. That just killed everybody. And one time, too, we called up my friend, like as a wrong number, go, Ishandu? Ishandu? Just like that. Now, this was funny as hell to me. And his mother was like, you must have the wrong number. He's like, no, not wrong number. Ishandu! And just... That's all he said, and like the funny ass accent like that. You know, it may not seem funny to you, dude, but it went on for like fucking 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
It was great.
Sweet. Anywho, I think we're about ready to wrap this up. I'm looking at the clock, and I think the other people who need the studio are here, and someone let a heinous fart.
I told you.
Because
I told you.
It stinks in here. I got a cold, and it stinks in here. And I was like, all of a sudden, ugh.
I fucking told you, you can start to taste it in a couple minutes, too.
Ah!
I wonder, can you catch a cold from a fart?
You could probably catch something.
I'm wondering, can you...
I mean, you could probably... No, I mean, there's probably, like, fecal bacteria in a fart.
There are. That's what makes it smell. It's not just the gas.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
We got a studio troll saying that, yes, you can catch a cold from a fart.
Come, become on
the
air.
Can you please explain to us how someone catches a cold from a fart?
Is it this one?
Yeah, it's that one. Sure. Go ahead.
No, actually, you can't hear me.
I can hear you fine, yeah.
No, actually, I can't explain to you exactly how it happens, but there was a special on one of the Discovery channels on how you need to really watch when you sit down on an airline seat because if the person before you has had really bad gas, and there are certain transmitted diseases that you can catch from it because they do go into the foam and things in certain seats and cushions, and you can catch certain diseases. I don't know about the common cold, but you can catch certain things from
That's
farts.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, check this out. I mean, like, anthrax itself isn't too bad, you know. I mean, it's not in the sense of it's
communicable. It's curable.
Well, no, in the sense of how
communicable. Yes.
Of how communicable it is. But, you know, it's when it gets airborne, you know, and get through like an aerosol means, that's when it gets pretty bad. So I'm just wondering if there's like a lot of bad shit that, like, you know, like E. coli, if someone farts, if you get E. coli.
Well, duh. I mean, that's where it comes from. It comes from bad shit. Yeah,
it
comes from bad shit. So, yeah, it's plausible.
Okay, Studio Troll must crawl into its hole.
Okay. So Studio Troll has to go away. And
there's a beer with her name on it.
Yes.
It's Keystone.
Cheap beer.
Keystone ass.
Keystone ass. Moving up from the good stuff, huh?
Moving down from the good stuff.
No more Pabst Blue Ribbon for you.
All right. I think, you know, looking at the clock, it's this time.
So just I want everyone to go away tonight with a nice feeling of paranoia. Next time you sniff a fart, you could catch a disease.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
Who just fouled. We want to say thank you to a lot of people that help us put this together. We want to say a big thank you to LVRocks.com for letting us have fun and fart, which I'm assuming is what Claude did in the studio chairs.
Dude, it's not me, dude. I recognize my own farts. And number two.
Okay.
If it was me, I'd be giggling.
Want to say a big thank you to our syndicates, megarock-radio.com, kchosts.net, realmusicnetwork.com, and of course, if we're not live, we're in the archive, and you can catch our podcast at podcasts.lvrocks.com. Also want to say a thank you to a bunch of friends. All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP.net. Say hello to our studio troll tonight during King Hesh. And also, thank you to KC Jukebox. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am still Claude Balls.
We'll be back next week.
Same time.
See ya.